Local First, doing great things in our own backyard. We put a spotlight on Local First on a monthly basis, bringing you into the conversation. Mika Staub, Marketing Director, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
Welcome. Getting to you shortly, Doris Drain, Senior Vice President of Commercial Loans at United Bank. Hi, Doris.
Hey, Shelley. How are you?
Doing fine. You are here, Mika, to talk about, obviously, how Local First is involved in these times. Let's focus on the recent stimulus package, specifically the small business relief funding. Would you give us an overview of how Local First is involved?
Yeah. So normally when we come on the show, Shelley, we talk about how the consumer can support local businesses and the resources available to them. excuse me. But this time I do want to talk about how we offer help to our local businesses and the support that they all need. They obviously have been going through the ringer for the last year or so, 10 months or so. And, there is the new round of funding available. So given a quick snapshot of the different programs that are available, there's the PPP loans, the emergency employee retention tax credits, the economic injury disaster loans or EIDL loans, that's what they're commonly referred to, and then the new live venue grant. So the most broad of those, and what we're going to talk about today, are the employee retention tax credit and the second draw PPP loan, since those are sort of more broadly available to more businesses. And that employee retention tax credit is for businesses with less than 500 employees, with more than a 20% decline in growth. The second draw PPP loan is for companies with fewer than 300 employees that have exhausted that first round and have had more than a 25% decline in growth since, you know, compared to last year at this time. And all of this information is available on the MADC and the SBA website. So definitely I would encourage businesses to go there and see the full outline of everything that's available to them. But definitely what I want to talk about today and why I have Doris with us is the importance of the relationship with our locally owned and operated financial institutions and how vital that is for businesses to use as a resource to get them that funding.
If I ask you, before we turn it to Doris, how are local financial institutions one of your best resources? This would be an example?
Yeah. So they... many businesses missed out. What we heard is that they missed out on funding last spring and summer because they didn't have access to or relationships with local financial institutions. Local banks and local credit unions all offer this quality customer service, right? You're talking to an actual human that lives in your community and knows what's going on versus somebody that's, you know, across the country and is dealing with a whole horde of businesses in different communities. And I think Doris can speak more specifically to her experiences with that.
Doris Drain, Senior Vice President of Commercial Loans at United Bank. All right, let's talk about this partnership and how you do step forward.
Okay, well, and of course, since the president signed the bill, I've had lots of people inquiring. And so my encouragement to everyone is you apply through your financial institution. And in terms of a best practice, it hasn't opened up yet for banks. Currently,
right.
It opened up yesterday to what they call community financial institutions, so CDFIs, CDCs, microloan intermediaries, and minority deposit institutions. Banks, we don't have a date yet, but it'll be within the next few days. So your bank is going to have a process. You're in specific instructions, and my encouragement is to follow those instructions just because if you submit everything the first time, you're going to avoid delays. So,
get her right with the efficiency, I imagine. Doris, common questions that businesses may ask, if you can follow up here.
I'm sorry, say that again.
What are some common questions that you get from the businesses specifically now?
well, how do I apply? You apply through your financial institution. We are going to be sending out a link with all the instructions, so the forms. Is it forgivable? Yes. Draw two. So draw one was what they call the first round of PPP loans, which happened last spring. And you can still get a draw one PPP loan if you did not get one the first time around. In addition, you can get a draw two, which is, but you have to qualify in that your gross receipts, as Mika had mentioned, have been reduced by 25% in the last, you have to have a 2020 quarter that you have to compare it to. So, and you can use it for payroll costs. It says rent, mortgage interest, utilities, covered worker protection expenditures. That's a little different. Covered supplier costs and covered property damage. So some additions to what the qualified expenditures were the last time around. And this is totally forgivable. So here again, whoever you apply through will have a process for forgiveness, and we're working through a lot of those right now as well. So,
because it's all about service, and that's what you do. Doris, how do we find out more about then working with you at United Bank?
Well, if you go to our website, unitedbank4u.com, and up at the top there's a banner that says COVID-19 updates, and it'll give you information on all kinds of COVID relief programs, also a link to treasury.gov and sba.gov, which has a ton of resources. A couple of other things, SBA is also extending their what they call their direct payment program. So if you had an SBA loan or a 504 loan, if you currently have one, last year you received 6 months worth of payments from the government on those loans. And so they are going to extend that program. We don't have all the details on that yet, so that's forthcoming, but that's exciting for our borrowers as well. And so United Bank, in draw one, we did over 440 PPP loans, totaling about $44 million, and every dollar stayed in West Michigan. And we did several large loans, but our average loan size was $97,000. We had 171 loans under $25,000. So we're helping out small business, and we're very proud of that.
Very cool. Just with our time limitations, I want to get back to you, Mika. Are you hosting a webinar later this month?
We are, yeah. We're still getting it together. We're still kind of getting our footing after the holiday break, but we are hoping to host a webinar later this month that has a few financial experts to help answer questions that businesses have. So definitely keep your eyes out on our website and our social media for more information about that.
And you actually have that online directory for local financial institutions, correct?
We do. Yeah, we encourage everyone, our members and other local businesses in West Michigan, to search our directory for a list of financial institutions. It is one of our categories, so it's easy to just pull that up and reach out to someone that that is available and close to you, including United Bank.
Wonderful. Doris, you want to brag on the work of Local First?
Oh, absolutely. I've been involved. I'm a board member, and I've been involved for several years, and I'm involved because it's an organization that I truly believe in, because we all benefit so much when more of the money we spend stays right here. It creates jobs and it creates better communities.
Thank you for your work in our community. Doris Drain, Senior Vice President of Commercial Loans at United Bank, obviously talking about this small business relief funding. How do we find out more about Local First, Mika?
Go to our website, localfirst.com, and definitely check us out on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram.
Jumping in to this new year with both feet. Thank you, ladies. Talk to you soon.